Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're doing something a little unusual today. Usually we're digging into a stack of published articles, maybe a new book release, but today,
Today's different.
well, the calendar says January 30th, 2026, and we have just been handed a file that, I mean, it looks like it belongs in a spy thriller.
It really does. It's marked top secret.
Right.
The source is listed only as Inspector Gemini
Yeah.
and the contents. It's basically a survival guide for next month, for February 2026.
It feels so immediate. And looking through this, the first thing that hits you is just the urgency. We're not talking about a new iPhone release or, a software update here. The source claims we are looking at a fundamental fracture in how software is actually built.
That is the key takeaway right at the top. The last few years, we've been in this comfortable phase where AI was a helper.
An assistant.
An assistant, exactly. You type a line of code, and the AI would finish the sentence like a very, very fancy autocorrect. But this file argues that as of right now, that era is dead.
Right.
We've moved from autocomplete to synthesis.
Synthesis. That sounds heavy. The source has this one line that really stuck with me.
What's that?
We live in an era where our IDEs don't just complete words, they synthesize entire business logic from a napkin sketch.
It's a massive claim.
It is, but is it just hype? I feel like we hear game changers every 6 months.
It's hype, but it's hype backed by a new reality. And that's the context for the showdown we're looking at today. This file, it's essentially a battle report.
Okay.
It's pitting two absolute titans of the coding world against each other to see who actually delivers on that promise.
And who are the Titans?
On one side, you've got DeepSeek V4, the challenger out of China, claiming absolute efficiency.
The efficient dragon, as the file calls it.
Right? And on the other, the reigning heavyweight champion, Google's Gemini 3.
So our mission today is pretty simple. We need to help you, our listeners, the tech and army, to use the source's term, figure out which of these tools you need to survive. Because if this report is accurate, choosing the wrong one isn't just an inconvenience.
It's a career risk.
So let's get into the analysis. The report starts by just throwing out the old rule book.
Completely.
I feel like for the last 5 years, every time a new AI model came out, the headline was always about size, trillions of parameters.
Bigger than the last one. Yeah, it was like a contest to see who could build the biggest truck.
Exactly.
Parameter count was the vanity metric. It's like comparing car engines by just looking at how heavy the engine block is.
It implies power, but it doesn't guarantee performance.
Not at all. But Inspector Gemini makes a very sharp point here. By 2026, parameter count is dead as a metric. It's irrelevant.
So what's the new gold standard?
The only metric that matters now is something called large-scale logical precision.
Large-scale logical precision. Okay, that sounds impressive, but let's unpack it. What does that actually mean for a developer sitting at their desk on a Tuesday morning?
Well, think about how we used to test AI. We'd give it a riddle.
Yeah.
Or we'd give it a single function, maybe 20 lines of code, and say, hey, find the typo.
That's easy. That's isolated
It
logic.
is. But large-scale logical precision is completely different. It's the ability to look at a repository of 100 disparate files.
100.
100. Database schemas, front-end components, authentication logic,
Yeah.
and understand how they all connect.
So it's not just looking at the page you have open, it has to keep the whole library in its head.
Precisely. The test they mentioned in the file is just brutal. Can AI make a change in file A, which defines a user, and understand how that impacts file Z, which handles billing, without breaking the import logic in file M?
Oh, the butterfly effect.
Exactly. In coding, you touch one thing, and something totally unrelated breaks three layers down.
I think every developer listening just shivered. The dreaded, I fixed the login button, but now the checkout page is giving a 404.
That's the one. And that's the bar now. It's not can you write code? It's can you maintain a mental map of a complex system without dropping the ball?
The difference between writing a sentence and writing a novel.
A complex novel where every plot hole is plugged and every character arc resolves perfectly.
Yes. So that's a new battlefield. Now, let's meet the combatants. First up, DeepSeek V4. The file labels it the Efficient Dragon. And looking at the specs, it seems like this model is all about doing more with less. But how? How does it actually do that?
It's all about its architecture. DeepSeek V4 is built on what's called a mixture of experts system, or MOE.
We hear that term a lot. Mixture of experts. Let's double click on that. Is it just marketing jargon, or does it actually change how the thing works?
Oh, it changes the fundamental mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you have a massive library. In a traditional dense model, the old way, every time you ask a question, the librarian has to run down every single aisle, check every book.
Light up every neuron in the brain.
Yes, it's exhaustive.
Yeah.
But it consumes a massive amount of energy and compute power.
Which makes it expensive and slow.
Right. MOE changes the metaphor. Instead of one exhausted librarian, you've got a team of specialists. You have a historian, a mathematician, a poet, and a coder. When you ask a coding question, the historian and the poet, they stay asleep. Only the coder wakes up to answer.
So it routes the query to the right expert.
Exactly. It activates only a fraction of its total parameters for any given task. That's why DeepSeek V4 is described as punching above its weight class.
Because it's not using its whole brain for every small task.
It's incredibly fast and efficient.
And that efficiency apparently unlocks a specific superpower. The source calls it linguistic archaeology.
I love that term.
It sounds like Indiana Jones for computer code, but what are we digging up here?
It's a brilliant metaphor because it describes the reality of most enterprise software. We like to pretend everyone's writing brand new, shiny code.
But the reality is legacy code, stuff written 10 years ago.
Yes. The spaghetti code, the stuff where the original developer left the company 5 years ago, left zero comments.
And now everyone is terrified to touch it because if you delete one line, the whole server room might catch on fire.
That is exactly the stuff. And DeepSeek V4 is apparently a savant at this. The source says it's the only model that can refactor that old dusty code to 2026 standards without breaking the core business logic.
So it's not just translating it word for word. It understands the intent of the code from a decade ago.
Yes. It acts like an archaeologist. Mm. It brushes off the dirt, looks at the structure and says, ah, I see what they were trying to do here, and then rebuilds it efficiently.
And the report says it's especially good with Rust and Go.
Rock stable with them.
Why those languages specifically? Why is that a benchmark?
Because those are the infrastructure languages. Rust and Go run the cloud. They run the networks, the heavy machinery of the internet.
Got it.
They have very strict rules about memory safety and concurrency. So if DeepSeek is excelling there, it means it has a very rigid, precise, logical grasp.
It's not just guessing the next word. It's engineering.
And because of that MOE architecture, it does this lightning fast and for a fraction of the cost.
Okay, so in one corner we have the fast, efficient code refactoring ninja, but then we have the reigning champion, Google's Gemini 3. The source calls it the omnipresent eye. That sounds, honestly, a little ominous.
It does sound a bit Big Brother, doesn't it? But here it refers to its multimodality.
Multimodality.
And this is where Google is trying to separate itself from the pack. While DeepSeek is reading text, Gemini 3 is perceiving architecture.
This brings us to the napkin sketch feature. This was the part of the file where I actually stopped and had to reread it.
I did too.
Because we've been promised image to code for a while, but it usually sucks.
It's usually a gimmick, yeah.
Yeah.
But the source describes a specific use case that feels like the Holy Grail. Imagine you're in a meeting, you're brainstorming, you draw a messy diagram on a whiteboard.
Circles for databases, arrows for API calls, standard meeting gibberish.
Right. You take a photo of that mess, you feed it to Gemini 3. And it doesn't just give you a description. It instantly generates a fully structured microservices backend.
Hang on. Let's clarify for listeners who aren't cloud architects. A microservices backend is...
Yeah. Think of a monolith app like a giant department store. If one department catches fire, the whole store closes.
Yeah.
Microservices is like a village of small specialty shops. The user database is one shop, payments is another, inventory is another. They're separate, but they talk to each other.
It's more resilient, but a lot more work to set up.
Weeks of boilerplate code just to make them talk. And Gemini just does it from the photo. It infers the architecture. It understands that an arrow from user to cart implies a specific data flow.
That is the dream. But the file goes even further. Mm. It describes Gemini 3 as acting like a senior developer sitting beside you.
Right.
How is that different from just being a really good code generator?
Because it's plugged into the whole ecosystem. It's in your code editor, sure, but it's also plugged into the cloud platforms. The report says it monitors real-time site traffic and error logs.
So if your site gets a sudden spike in traffic?
The nightmare scenario on a Friday night. Normally you get paged. But Gemini 3 isn't just sending you an alert saying good luck. It's potentially adjusting the infrastructure, spinning up more servers, or tweaking the code to handle the load in real time.
That's a level of agency we haven't seen before. That's not a tool, that's a coworker.
A coworker rated as God tier in that multimodal image to code task?
So you have the efficient specialist in DeepSeek and the all-seeing architect in Gemini.
Exactly.
But of course, Inspector Gemini didn't just take their word for it. They ran a test. They call it the Battle in the Bug Fields.
I love the name.
Yeah.
It wasn't just write a function. It was a stress test designed to make an AI cry.
What did they do?
They took a massive project built in Next.js 16.
So very modern.
Very modern web framework. But the project was riddled with outdated dependencies and 50 specific logical bugs.
Not syntax errors, logical bugs.
The worst kind. Things that compile but just don't work right.
And 50 of them. That's a slog for any human developer. That's a week of misery.
At least. So they unleashed both models.
Yeah.
And the results were fascinating because they really revealed the personality of each AI.
Okay.
DeepSeek V4 lived up to its name. It tore through the code, identified all the bugs at lightning speed. Mm. It was efficient.
But I feel a but coming. Speed usually has a price.
It did. In its quest for efficiency, DeepSeek made what the report calls aggressive optimizations.
What does that mean?
It saw code that looked redundant and just stripped it out. In two cases, it fixed the bug, but that aggressive stripping broke peripheral tests.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine you have a line of code that just pauses the system for a millisecond. DeepSeek says, that's inefficient. Delete it.
Seems logical.
But it didn't realize that pause was there to prevent a race condition to make sure step A finishes before step B starts. Mm. By optimizing it away, it fixed the immediate error, but introduced a new, subtler bug somewhere else.
Ah, the classic move fast and break things. It fixed the leaky pipe, but knocked a hole in the drywall.
Exactly. Now, contrast that with Gemini 3. The report notes it was slightly slower.
Which, in the tech world, is usually a bad thing. We are impatient.
Usually. But here's the big win for Google. Gemini 3 didn't just fix the bugs.
What did it do?
It delivered all 50 fixes with comprehensive documentation and added automated tests for every fix.
Whoa, it wrote tests.
It wrote code to prove the fix worked, and it explained why it made the change.
That is the senior developer difference right there. A junior dev might fix the bug fast. A senior dev fixes the bug and writes a doc so the next person doesn't break it again.
Precisely. And the source quotes a principle here. Yeah. Never sacrifice quality for velocity.
That seems to be the core argument for Gemini 3. If you have to go back and fix what the AI broke, the speed didn't actually save you any time.
Not at all.
So let's look at the tail of the tape. They included a comparison table. We've got the human evil pass rate, DeepSeek V4 at 92.5%, and Gemini 3 at 93.8%.
You know, a few years ago, we used to see gaps of 10 or 20% between models.
And now we're looking at a 1.3% difference.
Is that even significant, or is that just statistical noise?
I was about to ask you.
It sounds small, but at the scale of large-scale logical precision, that 1.3% is where the edge cases live. That's the difference between fixing 99 bugs and fixing all 100.
In a system with millions of lines of code, that 1% is the difference between a secure bank and a hacked bank.
Exactly. But broadly speaking, for raw logic, both of these are exceptional. You almost can't go wrong.
But the specializations are so clear in the rest of the table. System programming dash C plus Rust DeepSeek is the undisputed king.
Right.
But for multimodal images, Visuals Gemini is God tier, while DeepSeek is just average.
And that is the trade-off. If you're a systems engineer working on an operating system kernel, you don't care about whiteboard sketches. You want that raw, efficient, memory-safe logic. DeepSeek is your tool.
But if you're a full-stack developer building a complex web app with a visual interface?
The Gemini's ability to see the app, to understand the UI components visually, is invaluable.
And we have to talk about cost. DeepSeek is highly economic. Gemini is premium.
That is a huge factor for the tech and army listening. If you're a bootstrapped startup, every cent counts.
For sure.
If you're running a process that needs to make a million API calls a day, DeepSeek's efficiency might be the only way to make your business model work. You might accept a little less documentation to save 50% on your cloud bill.
But if you're a massive enterprise,
a bank, or a healthcare provider, where a single bug could cost millions, you pay the premium for Gemini. You want that documentation. You want that safety net. You want the senior developer looking over your shoulder.
So what does this all mean? The source has a segment called The Verdict. And spoiler alert, they don't just pick one winner.
No, and honestly, if they did, I'd trust the report less. The conclusion isn't about victory, it's about synergy.
It's not Team DeepSeek versus Team Gemini.
Not at all. It's about knowing which weapon to pull from the holster.
Using the right tool for the job.
Exactly. Use DeepSeek for your heavy lifting, for data processing, for back-end optimization, for refactoring that nasty old code. Use it when you need speed and low cost.
But use Gemini 3 when you're architecting the system.
When you need visual reasoning, or when you need that absolute precision and documentation.
So the ideal workflow in 2026 is sketch the idea, let Gemini build the architecture, and then let DeepSeek optimize the database queries.
That is a killer stack.
Yeah.
That is how you win. And there's a quote here in the verdict that I think is really important for every listener.
What is it?
2026 will not be the year developers disappear. It'll be the year developers who don't utilize these titans disappear.
That hits hard. It's the adapt or die moment.
It is. It's saying the skill set has changed. Your value isn't typing syntax anymore. The AI types faster than you.
So your value is orchestrating these massive intelligences.
You're the conductor. They're the orchestra. If you refuse to use the orchestra, you're just one person banging on a drum.
The source also touches on the geopolitical context here, the Chinese AI offensive versus the Silicon Valley monopoly on logic.
It's an interesting framing. It reflects the reality of the market described in the file. We have two different philosophies of development emerging.
Right.
One is focused on extreme efficiency and accessibility. That's the DeepSeek approach. The other is holistic, integrated, premium intelligence. That's the Google approach.
And honestly, that's good for us.
Absolutely. Competition drives innovation. We wouldn't have Gemini 3 be this good if DeepSeek wasn't nipping at its heels. It forces Google to ship features like that napkin sketch capability.
So to recap the aha moment here, coding in 2026 isn't about memorizing syntax. It is about linguistic archaeology and architectural management.
It's about knowing when to call in the efficient dragon and when to summon the omnipresent eye. And it's about understanding that these aren't just tools anymore. They are collaborators.
Collaborating.
DeepSeek is your fast, brilliant intern who churns out work but maybe needs a double check. Gemini is your senior partner who works slower but documents everything and catches the edge cases.
You need both on your team to win.
Exactly.
That is a great way to put it. Now, before we sign off, I want to leave the listener with a thought. We talked about Gemini 3 as a senior developer, monitoring traffic, adjusting infrastructure, fixing bugs in real time.
It's impressive technology. It's enticing.
It is. But here's the provocative thought. If the AI is monitoring the system, deciding what needs to be fixed, writing the code to fix it, and then deploying the fix,
Yeah.
at what point does the senior developer AI stop being your assistant and start becoming your manager?
Yeah, is a Schilling thought. If it's assigning the tasks and verifying the quality, aren't we just working for the algorithm at that point?
Something to mull over while you're updating your VS Code extensions. That's it for this deep dive into the coding titans of 2026. Check the show notes for the full Inspector Gemini file.
Keep learning and keep adapting.
We'll see you next time.